That's right. Another edition of The Good Stuff coming your way on your favorite local radio station. If you're ready to dive into the heart of agriculture, uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cowherds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's all right there in the Tri-State Livestock News. The Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And Kim, what do you have on tap for us?
I think we better talk a little bit more about St. Patrick's Day since it's coming up Monday. Here's a few Irish proverbs to live by. They're nuggets of wisdom, let me tell you. For every mile of road, there are 2 miles of ditches. Now, the meaning to that is there are two sides to every story. This comes from some parts of Ireland where ditches means hedges. Well, even with ditches, it still works out to be the same. There's no use boiling your cabbage twice. Now, the meaning behind that is stop going over and over worries in your head because it solves nothing. That's pretty wise. The older the fiddle, the sweeter the music. The meaning behind that, things and people improve over time. A woman planted feathers in a dunkel and thought she'd grow hens. Now, just because you thought something would work does not mean you're right. Here's another. It's often that a man's mouth broke his nose. I think we can figure that one out. Watch what you say because it could get you into trouble.
Yes, it can.
Yep. As the old cock crows, the young cock learns. And the meaning behind that is children learn by example.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another one. If there was work in the bed, he'd sleep on the floor. Meaning used to describe people who are very lazy.
I would think so.
Okay, what have you got?
Well, I have something about an Irish priest and a rabbi. So you know what it's going to be. Seems like this Irish priest and a rabbi get into a car accident. And they both get out of their cars and stumble over to the side of the road. The rabbi says, "Oh, wow, what a wreck." The priest asks him, "Are you all right, rabbi?" The rabbi responds, "Just a little shaken." The priest pulls a flask of whiskey from his coat and says, "Here, drink some of this. It will calm your nerves." The rabbi takes the flask and drinks it down. "Well, what are we going to tell the police?" "Well," the priest says, "I don't know what you're apt to be telling them, but I'll be telling them that I wasn't the one drinking." The Irish priest and the rabbi. Thanks to Tony Bullitt for sending that into The Good Stuff.
No kidding. As the hedge fund manager gets out of his brand new Porsche, a truck goes racing by, taking off the door. "My Porsche, my beautiful silver Porsche is ruined," he screams. A police officer on the scene shakes his head in disgust. "I can't believe you," he says. "You're so focused on your possessions that you didn't even realize your left arm was torn off when the truck hit you." The hedge fund manager looks down in absolute horror. "Oh no," he cries. "My Rolex."
Oh gee. How about the frogs in the tower? There once was a bunch of tiny frogs who arranged a running competition. The goal was to reach the top of the very high tower. A big crowd had gathered around the tower to see the race and cheer on the contestants. The race began. Honestly, no one in the crowd really believed that the tiny frogs would reach the top of the tower. You heard statements such as, "Oh no, way too difficult. They'll never make it to the top. Not a chance they'll succeed. The tower is too high." The tiny frogs began collapsing, one by one, except for those in a fresh tempo were climbing higher and higher. The crowd continued to yell, "It is too difficult. No one will make it." More tiny frogs got tired and gave up. But one continued higher and higher and higher. This one wouldn't give up. At the end, everyone else had given up climbing the tower except for the one tiny frog, who after a big effort was the only one who reached the top. Then all of the other tiny frogs naturally wanted to know how this one frog managed to do it. A contestant asked the tiny frog how the one who succeeded had found the strength to reach the goal. It turned out the winner was deaf.
Ooh!
Don't listen to others.
I believe that's pretty good advice. Well, there you go, Mike. Okay, I think we better close up with this. What other people think of me is none of my business.
Well, that's good advice as well. And it's good advice to keep listening to this local radio station because you'll get to hear another edition of The Good Stuff.